107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got another fabulous presentation happening with Stratford Perth Museum. Joining us in the studio, this is going to be quite the unique event that you're going to want to get tickets for. This is Anne, Older and Wiser. So joining us in the studio is Maya Bannerman and Rusty McCarthy with all of the details. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Thank you.
Bright-eyed chipper this morning. Here
Was
we are.
Tailed?
So we've got, this is an amazing presentation that's coming up at Stratford Perth Museum. Maya, why don't you tell us about this?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. First off, I had a bee in my bonnet to get here this year, particularly because the Festival Theater was doing the new interpretation. And
Of Anne of Green Gables.
Yes. Of course, Anne of Green Gables. And it just goes without saying, everybody knows. And should I tell you how this all began?
Please do, yes, absolutely.
In 2008, the Pelham Library in the Niagara region, they knew that I had a fondness for Anne. I'd written two short little monologues as the young Anne, and they wanted to celebrate the publication, the 100-year anniversary of the publication of Anne of Green Gables, and asked if I would do something as the older Anne. So I reread all the books and put together this piece, and really it was theatrical reading since then till about 3 years ago, when a friend who was a director said, Maya, you know, take it off the page. And I did. And then Rusty and I got together and music was added to it. So this is what comes to you. And it's gone through a couple of titles, but this is what comes to you now. This is Anne, Older and Wiser.
I love the title and I love the premise. Anne, Older. What was it like for you putting this together or approaching the subject in this way?
Well, it was fantastic because I'm older too, and you may not know this, Jamie, it's very important. I had bright red hair. So I identified with Anne, as many people, you know, do. I wrote poems and stories, I played dress up. So ever since I read the books when I was young, I connected with Anne, and she is inside me. I am Anne. I feel it. So to do her as an older person, as I am older, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. What a great idea. Again, this is Anne, Older and Wiser. So this is musical storytelling. So tell us how this is actually presented. There's music, song, or how does this work? Let's get Rusty in on the conversation because he has ukulele in hand here.
Okay, yeah, I do have a ukulele. Well, the music works. I kind of do scene changes in effect from her childhood to going to college or becoming a teacher, and I sort of have little and I do very light things underneath dialogue sometimes. But
very good.
So some little you know. Songs that happen throughout it, and the whole thing starts with the song before, and which I could play right now.
Sure, yeah, let's go right into that. How does that sound? Absolutely. Here we go. A little segment here from This Is Anne, Older and Wiser.
She sailed in. On friendly sea to Prince Edward Island and on to Avonlea. Everything that happened she wrote down faithfully. Come on, let us listen to a Green Gables memory. And come with me, your imagination running free. The past unfolds and future brings you home to heavenly. And at that point, Maya starts.
Wow, fantastic. Wow, that's just giving a flavor of the show. I feel like I'm transported to the East Coast with something like that. Fantastic.
And Rusty actually, he plays guitar. He brought the guitar, Ailey, today, but it's a guitar he plays in the show.
Okay.
It's what I would say, there's the song thread, and then there's incidental music that he plays, and what I'd call a soundscape, especially during the time that we get into the war, World War I period.
Yeah.
So it's used like a drum, and it's very effective, just this one instrument, and
yeah,
he can do so much with it.
Oh, well, this is not to be missed. So this is Ann Older and Wiser. We should mention it is happening as Sunday, November 9th at 2 p.m. at Stratford Perth Museum. Tickets are just $25, and again, with some handling fees and whatnot, but you can go, of course, to the Stratford Perth Museum website, get all the details on this. But Maya, what do you think it is about Ann? Ann Shirley Blythe, that has resonated in terms of that character with so many people? Because I often ask, especially with Anne of Green Gables, the new interpretation this year, people, what is it about Anne that, you know, tourists or people from all around just love about her?
Well, definitely her imagination, but I think also her courage and her determination to keep to like the principles that she had, and also her vulnerabilities. I mean, I get quite a kick out of her because she has periods of fits of jealousy and you know, a little bit of inflated ego when it comes to her brains, you know. And so I think it's partly that, her courage and her vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
and that imagination that is just... She's so whimsical and yet practical, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So again, please do get your tickets for This Is Ann Older and Wiser, happening at Stratford Perth Museum. Anything else about creating the show? As the show, have you had a response to the show already? Or because you said this is fairly new in terms of this presentation.
Well, we've gone out to Prince Edward Island twice now in 22 and 23, and we hope to go again this year. So it's been an amazing... a positive response, and we've done it mostly out east, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and a few places in Ontario. We're always looking for more, and it's I think more people are becoming aware of Anne getting older as more, you know, work is being done, creative work,
right,
about Anne
and new interpretations, that sort of thing.
Interpretations, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Anything else you want to spotlight? Oh, you've got a little something for us from the show.
Fine?
Please do. Oh, fan. Wow, we are treated today.
There's no rhyme nor reason for me to tell you about my time in the orphanage, save for the day that Mrs. Spencer picked me up when I was 11 years old and saw me off the train at Bright River Station, for indeed that was the most fortunate day of my life. The day I met the Cuthberts, brother and sister, Matthew and Marilla. And when Matthew and I had driven over the crest of the hill in the horse and buggy, and I saw below a pond looking like a river, so long and winding was it, and then the dark blue of the gulf beyond, oh, the colors were the most spiritual shadings of rose and crocus and other elusive tintings for which no name has ever been found. Matthew was such a sympathetic listener, and I knew he was a kindred spirit the moment I met him. Oh, I pinched myself black and blue that day, Jamie. I was in raptures. It was so beautiful. And it felt like home.
Wow. Lovely. Lovely.
Thank you.
And that was very nice for you to include my name, which I don't think is going to be. But thank you so much for that. Again, get your tickets, because you've just heard this on the radio, but you've got to see Maya on stage with this. Your passion, your emotion with this just really comes through.
Good.
Absolutely. So do get your tickets. This is Ann Older and Wiser, featuring Maya Bannerman and Rusty McCarthy, Sunday, November 9th, 2 p.m. It's an afternoon of great storytelling and so much more, and tickets available through Stratford Perth Museum. What a unique opportunity, especially with Anne of Green Gables, new this year for Stratford Festival, the reinterpretation. Maya, Rusty, thank you so much. An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adieu.